And now, it's the quiz of the week, the 60-second challenge.
It is bang on 11:30. Time for a very special edition of the 60-second challenge, as we bring back the two highest scoring contestants from last year. And number one in the league table is Kevin Jeffries in Brumbo, and he's on the phone now. Morning, Kev.
Morning, Dave. Happy New Year.
And Happy New Year to you as well. Now, you're telling me it's been snowing in Brumbo this morning.
Yeah, it was coming down quite heavy about 20 minutes ago, but it's brightening up now.
Excellent. Right, so what have you been up to since we last spoke to you? Well, before Christmas, I think.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, just chilling out for Christmas.
Right, excellent. Yeah, so you had a good time.
Oh, brilliant.
Right, okay, so the pressure is on today. You've been in this position on many occasions in the past, and you're up against your arch rifle, Kerris Phillips up in Penmamar, who we'll be talking to later.
Okay.
Right, so as usual, once the music starts, you've got exactly 1 minute to answer as many of these questions as possible. If you don't know what the answer is, you can say pass and move on. And as always, good luck, and here they come. Which song title links David Essex with Shakespeare?
Gonna Make You a Star.
In which decade was Chuck Berry born?
The 30s.
Which American group sang about Lady Linda in 79? Whose album called Live at the BBC topped the charts in 1994?
George Michael.
Whose first hit in 66 was Uptight, Everything's Alright?
Stevie Wonder.
In which decade did Squeeze have their first hit?
The 70s.
By what name is the 70s singer Pauline Matthews better known?
Dee.
Complete the title of this Joe Brown number one, A Picture of...
You.
In which decade was Robin Gibb of the Beach Boys born?
The 50s.
Complete this 70s song title, Don't Cry For Me...
Argentina.
Which American city links the Spinners and the Emeralds?
Detroit.
Complete this title of a Falco number one, Rock Me.
I'm a Deer.
And which song title links Patsy Cline and Mud?
Crazy.
Right, okay. So a bit of a shaky start, but you pulled it round after that, so let's see how you got on. You answered 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13 questions in your allotted time. So just make a note of that. You passed on no questions at all, and you got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 questions right. And I'm guessing you're going to be disappointed with that, aren't you? That's probably one of your lower scores, ironically,
yeah,
but there were some tricky questions
You said Robin Gibb of the Beach Boys.
Oh, did I? Oh,
yeah.
Right. Well, I should...
Confused me a bit.
So, well, that was obviously... I didn't even realise I'd said that. So we'll let you have that one if you can answer it correctly. In which decade was Robin Gibb of the Bee Gees born?
The 50s.
You're still going to say 50s?
Yeah.
Okay. Right. So, which is wrong, actually. It was a 1940.
Oh.
Right, so let's go through them. Which song title links David Essex with Shakespeare? It's actually A Winter's Tale, his Christmas song. Obvious now, isn't it?
Yeah.
The decade that Chuck Berry was born, amazingly, I think you said 30s, it was actually the 1920s, believe it or not.
Blimey.
Yes, he was getting on a bit, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Live at the BBC, an album that topped the charts in 1994, was The Beatles. It was a recording of their very early cover, well, live versions of their songs on BBC Radio.
Yeah, there's quite a few done live at the BBC, because I think Queen have done one.
They have indeed, yeah. And Robin Gibb of the Bee Gees was born in the 1940s. Okay. So, 9 out of 13, but no passes. It could be a winning score. We'll find out in an hour's time. But in the meantime, thanks for taking part and enjoy the rest of 2023.
And you. Happy New Year to all the listeners.
Thanks for that, Kev. Bye-bye. And I hope it doesn't start snowing again up there.
No, it's brightened up now.
Excellent. That's what we like to hear. Fantastic. Talk to you again soon. All right. Cheers. Bye-bye now. Bye. Now, for most people, that would have been a brilliant score. But I know Kev will be disappointed. 9 out of 13 with no passes. And we'll see how Kerris gets on in about an hour's time on D.
And now, it's the quiz of the week. The 60-second challenge.
I actually enjoy the wrong answers better than the right ones. Some of them are absolutely brilliant. Right, 12:32. Time for round two of the 60-second challenge to determine who's going to be the challenge champion for 2022. If you're listening an hour ago, you'll have heard Kevin Jeffries, who was actually top of the leaderboard this year. He managed 9 out of 13 with no passes at all, hoping to beat that score and to be declared the champion. We say good afternoon to Kerris Phillips in Penmamar. Hi, Kerris.
Good afternoon, Dave. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you, but I know this is a busy time of the year for you, being an accountant, getting everybody's tax return sorted out.
Yeah, speaking of which, I've been working this morning, so I'm hot-footing all over North Wales this morning, Dave. I've been in Carnarvon first thing, doing a spot of work.
Right.
Just stopped off in Tamarachan for a spot of lunch, then home to Penmamar later. So I'm all over the place this morning.
Indeed, but what an exciting life you have. Now, I know you were listening when Kev was on before.
Yeah.
How many of those questions do you reckon you would have got right?
Something similar, to be honest with you, Dave. Yeah, a bit tricky, I thought, Kev's round there, but it is potluck. It's luck of the draw of the questions, of course, isn't it?
It is, as I found out to my cost when I was up against Gavin before Christmas.
Bless you.
I have the satisfaction of knowing, had I had Gavin's questions, I don't know whether I probably still wouldn't have beaten him, but I think I would have got a much better score. But as you say, it's the luck of the draw.
Luck of the draw.
Right, so here they come. Which folk singer was leaving Durham Town in 69?
Roger Whittaker.
Whose first hit in 81 was Kids in America?
Kim Wilde.
In which decade did Lisa Stansfield have her first hit record?
80s.
Who reached the charts with Harvest for the World in 1988?
The Christians.
Who was wide-eyed and legless in 75?
Andy Fairweather Love.
Which surname is shared by singers Howard and Paul?
Jones.
Who sang with Bananarama on their first two hits?
Fun Boy 3.
In which decade did Stevie Wonder have his first hit record?
60s.
Whose first hit in 1974 was Year of Decision?
3 Degrees.
Complete this Take That Song album title from 1995. Nobody
Does It Better.
I Can't Explain was the first hit in the 60s for which group?
The Birds.
And Out of Time was a hit in 1966. For Chris who?
Farlow.
You're going to go for Farlow on that one, right? I think that was a pretty impressive round. Let's count them up. You answered 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 questions in your allotted time, which was one fewer than Kev. And you got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 questions, right?
Well.
So you beat him by 1 point.
That doesn't happen often, does it?
It doesn't indeed.
Them, oh, blimey. Yeah, well, there we go. Good fun.
Well done. So you have been declared the 60-second challenge champion for 2022. So well done.
Thank you very much, Dave. Thank you.
But let's just go through the two questions that you missed out on. The first one was a particularly difficult one. I wouldn't have had any idea at all about this. Complete this Take That Song, an album title from 1995. You said the question was Nobody, ... and you said Does It Better, which of course was Carly Simon, wasn't it? But it wasn't that, it was Nobody Else, apparently.
Oh, right.
So we both learned something there. And I Can't Explain was the first hit for which 60s group? You came up with a good answer when you said The Birds, but it was actually The Who.
There we go.
But it's all academic. 10 out of 12 with no passes at all. Well done for taking part and being the champion for 2022. And the race starts for next year's winner next Sunday morning. Okay, thanks, Kerris.
Keep up the good work. Thank you, Dave.
Cheers. Bye bye now.
Bye.
So well done to Kerris Phillips. And next week could be your turn on the 60-second challenge.